welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking this week about fear in the workplace. And when we think about drivers of fear in the workplace, there's a couple of things that really cause a lot of problems. And maybe it's not as much fear, but it's just making the environment, the working environment that people come to each day, negative. And so when we talk about a negative environment, people with bad attitudes really create a negative environment at work. They destroy morale. It can lead to the demise of an otherwise wonderful organization. When you end up with an employee with a bad attitude, you really have to deal with that. And there's a couple of things you can do. You know, the first step is to face them head on and just say and explain to them what the ramifications are for having that bad attitude, because it becomes infectious. When you have a bad attitude, it affects people around you to the point where they no longer, in some cases, they no longer enjoy their work environment. And that's a big problem for you. And it typically starts with one person or two people, and then it works its way out. So when you realize you have a problem, again, it's facing that problem head on and dealing with it, and then, if necessary, managing people out. Now, the basis for a lot of bad attitudes, it comes through complaining. And complaining is something that you can deal with. And I've seen it done well in my particular organization. They do a very good job with dealing with it. And it's really not dealing with it. They're not saying you can't complain. That's not the answer. But if you're going to complain, if you have an issue with something, what is your solution to that problem? Right? And now that changes the dynamic of the discussion. If you're going to complain, you're welcome to complain. That's fine. But just know that if you're going to complain, somebody above you is going to ask you for the solution to the problem. What would your best idea be to handle that? How could we fix that problem? And in fixing the problem, what you're going to do is, you know, now you have a solution to an issue that exists, right? Which is a positive. So you're turning the complaint around and making it into a positive situation by giving people the power to at least come forward with a potential solution to the problem. It doesn't mean you're going to institute it necessarily, but you're empowering them to think on their own and to get out there and really think of ways to solve the problem. And if they can solve the problem, well, then you make the environment a better one for everybody. So the thing you first want to think about is the bad attitudes and dealing with it. But the basis for most bad attitudes, it all sort of starts with that complaint. But if you can deal with the complaint head on, okay, if you know that you're going to be asked for a solution, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to come up with that solution or you're not going to complain in the first place. And really that either one of those can really help the overall issue, which is the bad attitude. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. And from there they can get the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about rallying behind people you work with in their time of need. For today, as you're talking to your employees, as you find somebody that's got a bad attitude, do what you have to do to deal with it. Number one, let's look at this idea of no complaining without a potential solution. And number two, if you get to a point where you can't do anything to repair that bad attitude, then it's time to manage them out.